Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And may His Spirit open up our hearts and minds to His Word. Amen. The text for this day is found in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This is the word of the Lord. Jesus spoke these words to the cities that he had performed many miracles in, but they would not believe in him. They would not repent or come to him. And he told them, he said that if the miracles that he had performed in their cities had been done in Tyre, Sodom, that they would have repented and believed. Even though he spoke harsh words to these cities, in love he says to them, he invites them, "Come to me, ye weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Who is it that is inviting these people, and who invites us to come to him? His name is Jesus. Well, who's Jesus? Well, Jesus is one of us. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He had to go to school. He had brothers and sisters that he had to live with. And the Bible tells us that he was tempted in every way that we are tempted, yet he never ever sinned. And yet he also knew that he was going to die, pay the wages of sin, but never for his sin, but for ours and the sins of the entire world. Even though he is one of us, he was also God, wasn't he? He is the one that can help us in every need or whatever our problem is in life, for he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. In the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And by the Word all things have been created that have been made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." No matter what your problem is, or whatever your trouble, he will never turn you away. Yet most people ignore Jesus. They don't think he can really help or do anything for them, even though he wants to help us through our sicknesses, through our discouragements, through our hard times, because he cares. He wants us to come to him. What other person do you know, or whatever other organization do you know, that will say, "Come to me and I will give you rest. I'll help you with whatever your problems are"? You know, if you're driving a car and you're breaking the law and a policeman stops you, does he say to you, "Come to me and I'll give you rest"? If you owe back taxes, or you get this letter from the IRS saying they're going to audit you, does it say, "Come to me and I will give you rest"? If you have cancer or heart troubles or other kind of sicknesses, the doctor may do his best to help you, but does he say, "Come to me and I'll give you rest"? If you cheated, lied, stolen something, spoken evil things about your own friend, or said evil things about your parents, and they know it, do they say, "Come to me and I'll give you rest"? If you farmers need rain for the crops, does he say, "Come to me and I'll give you rest"? I think we all know the answer to these problems. Yet when you stop to think about it, when you think about how we have broken the commandments, how we have not listened to God as we ought, how we've been very selfish in our way of living, and we put ourselves first. We do the things we want to do, and if we don't always think God is doing it the right way, we do it our way. And we neglect worshiping Him as we ought. And you know, the list could go on and on. And yet, Jesus says, come to me, you who are burdened and weary, I will give you rest. He says the same thing to us that was said to the chosen people of Israel when they wandered away. He says, come to me. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. I'll give you rest. Many people in their lifetimes, as they experienced depression, loneliness, lostness, when they feel that there's no one who cares, have heard the word of God, the wonderful sweetness of the gospel, and they had come to faith, and their lives changed. And they have found rest in Jesus, even in the midst of their trouble, as they struggle through their illnesses and other problems. There was this woman by the name of Charlotte Elliott. She was very intelligent. She had well-educated, musical, artistic. And at an early age, she realized that sin was a problem in her life, and she struggled with trying to overcome it. And when she talked to someone, they'd say, oh, pray more, read the Bible more, do this, do that. But it didn't seem to help. She didn't feel she could do enough. And then in 1821, she got very sick and was separated from her family and friends. And a Dr. Milan stopped to see her. And he asked her if she was at peace with God. She became very angry. She did not like that question. She did not want to talk about it. And yet the next day when he stopped by, she apologized. She says, I want to be a Christian, but I got to clean up my life first. And he simply said to her, come just as you are. And that's what Jesus says. Come just as you are. And she came to faith in Jesus. She believed and she wrote that hymn you just sung. Just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. No matter what our sins or what we have done, He will receive, will pardon, cleanse, and relieve. Because His promise, I believe. I come. I come. And then there was a young man by the name of Joseph Scrivens. He was well-educated, well-liked. He fell in love, was going to get married. And on the day of his marriage, as he was waiting at the church by the River Dan, he saw his bride riding a horse coming to the church on the other side of the river. She fell off the horse into the river and she drowned. And to deal with his grief, he began to wander and he ended up at Port A Hope in Canada. And there he began to be a tutor for children who were having trouble in school. He was very well liked, and he fell in love again with a young lady by the name of Elisa Roche. And they were going to get married. But she ended up getting pneumonia and she died. He ended up spending the rest of his life working among the impoverished widows, among those who did not have much. And he was always willing to share what little he had with those who had less. And when he died, a friend found a poem that was set to music later on, a poem that you would well know and is a beloved hymn today. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And at the end of those verses, he had a Bible passage written as found in Romans 15:1. It says, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves." In other words, he was a person who sought to live his life for Jesus as a servant of Jesus. Jesus said that he had come not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took and washed his disciples' feet. He who was master washed their feet. And he was teaching them that their role as his servants, as people belonged to him, was to be people who served others. And Jesus said, one who would be great in his kingdom is not one who does things actually for themselves, but one who serves. And that's what he sought to do, was to serve others because of his love for Jesus, who had forgiven him and given him new life. This Jesus whom Charlotte and Joseph served is the same Jesus who comes to us. He says to us, come, you who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest. No matter what your problem is, whatever addiction you might have, whether it be to drugs or to alcohol or to overeating, to watching TV too much, to find a place to hide because you don't want to be around others, he'll help you. He says, come to me. If you're struggling with pornography or any other things as found on the internet that you know is not right, he says, come to me and I will give you rest. If you want to grow spiritually and to walk with Jesus, he says, come to me as you have doing this morning, as you come to hear his word and feast upon his sacrament. But he says, come to me and I will give you rest. If you are burdened and struggling with hatred or anger in your heart, or just having an unforgiving heart toward any person because you felt you were wronged, he wants you to get rid of it. And he says, come to me and I will give you rest. If you want to be free of whatever it is that bothers you, take it to Jesus. Put it in his hand. Let it go. And he says to you, as he said to the children of Israel, fear not, I've redeemed you. I've taken care of your sins. I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. He knows you as an individual. I called you by name. You're mine. We're his child. Because of Jesus, who said, come to me. Bring it all to me. To God be the glory. Great things He has done, so loved He the world. He loved us, gave us His Son. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.